Hello, I'm Ashish Jaman, and today we'll talk about map integration in SQL Server Reporting Services 2008R2. With SSRS 2008R2, we have native integration with maps. You can have a Bing map integration, or you can have a map and layer data on top of that map. We have three types of spatial data sources: map gallery that gets installed, a set of maps that gets installed with reporting services 2008R2. You can also have Esri shapefiles where your sample data is loaded from shapefiles, or you can also integrate with SQL Server spatial data. You can load the spatial data from the database, and it has all the geometry and geographic information in it. For the map itself, this is just an overview of how a map looks. So we have support for titles, you have legends, you also have distance and color scale, and viewport, what defines the center and the degree of resolution. So here I have Report Builder 3. Which also is a revved version of our report builder, which comes with SQL Server 2008R2. I can create a new report right here, and when I do a new, it gives me a wizard, and right here I can say, okay, go through a map wizard. If I don't want to do that, I can always start from inserting a map and initiate the map wizard right from here, from that map ribbon and toolbar there. As I said, there are three data sources that we have: map gallery, which we would use in this demonstration. It comes with reporting services, and right now we have maps for USA, different maps. Either you can have state maps with county, or you can just have USA map. You can different types of mapping by state. Now, the reason we don't want to use this one in our demonstration is because of the scale. Alaska is like 1/3 plus of the total USA size. So we'd rather actually use this one so that we can represent our data more visually and people can understand it. So before doing this, let me actually go back to SQL Server and show you what kind of data we want to present on top of this map. So, firing up SQL Server 2008R2, this is the AdventureWorks OLAP database that I have. And what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to query my sales amount and the state code. So, essentially, for only US, you can download this database for your demonstration purposes from CodePlex. And if you want to learn more about maps, you can always go to MSDN and Report Builder Map 3. You can learn more about it. So going back to SQL Server, so this is my query. If I run this query, this is what I get back. I get my total sales amount and state codes. And I want to layer this data on top of my map. I have another data set that I also want to layer on top of my map, and this is my internet sales. So I have two data sets, my total sales and my internet sales coming from this OLAP database. So let me copy this quickly so that I can demonstrate so let me go back to the next. So in the wizard, the next step is for me, I can set the viewport resolution and the center of the map and everything right here. I can also add a Bing map layer. When I click on the Bing map layer, I can actually lay out the tile types, so road, aerial, and hybrid. That's what Bing map is. For this demonstration, we won't be doing it. So this is how my map would look. Now we go back. The next step is to choose what kind of visualization I want to put on top of this map. So I want to do an analytical map because I want to represent the sales amount and represent that on top of map and do some color coding on the state so that visually we can see which state where our sales came from actually. So let me choose color analytical map and go back here, which is the next is choose the data set. I could have actually created a data source and data set before I begin this process, but for the demonstration I wanted to actually go through the wizard. So here I can say add a data set that includes fields, and we can actually go and add a new data set right here. I can create a new connection as we would do when we were if we were to start by creating a data source. So let me actually point to my local SQL server and this OLAP data. Test the connection. I'm good. So my connection is good. Let me go and then go to the next step where it says, okay, give me you know, what kind of data you want to pull from this connection. So I've copied the query right here, execute it. So this is the data I want to present on top of the map. So I have state codes and I have sales amount that I would present on top of the map visually. The next step is for us to choose the relationship between the map data and the data we want to lay over. And the relationship here is, you know, the spatial data that we have in the map and the analytical data that we are trying to lay on top of this map. So the, you know, we have these state codes, we have the state acronym and also the name. So what we will do here is we'll say, okay, from the spatial data, choose the state acronym, and from my analytical data, map it to ST code. So this is the relationship we identify so that when the report is running, it actually would put the data, it would have that relationship. So it's kind of a relationship that the map API would understand and lay my data on top of the map. So I mapped a state with a state. The next step would be to choose a theme and data that I want to visualize. So I can choose a theme which is corporate. The field I want to visualize in here is sum of the sales amount. So I want to represent how my sales are doing and lay the sales amount on top of the map. And the color rule. So color rule just defines on how the color coding would look based on the sales amount. So I can choose red, green, or blue from lowest to highest. And I can display labels on top of the map. So the labels could be coming from the data that I have or the data that the map file have. So in this case, I would actually choose to display the state acronyms right here. So that is it. And if I run this, what you would see is, you know, based on my data, blue is my highest sales. So Washington, California is highest, and then, you know, Texas is third, going through that color, and red is my lowest. So the next thing I want to show you is how I do want to lay on top of this layer. I want to have another layer that would show my internet sales. So going back to SQL Server, this is my query to get the internet sales that happened in the state. So I can take that, I will copy that, go back to my report builder, and I can create a new data set. We can use this, use the same data source and just paste the query here. So here it is. So this is my data set two, is my internet sales, and I want to lay that on top of my existing map, which is showing me my total sales amount. So let me start by selecting this map. I can say, okay, give me a new layer wizard. I go through the same process, and this time what I will do is I will choose a bubble map, and the size of the bubble would be would depend on the dollar amount of my internet sales. So the higher the sales, the bubble would be bigger. So this time I'll choose the second data set. I'll go ahead, go through the same steps, select my spatial data field and map it back to the data that I have. And in this case, what I'll do is I will say, I have an option to say, okay, how do I want to have my bubble size represent what? So in this scenario, I'll say, okay, my bubble size should represent my sum of the sales, and I can also color code. But then, I don't want to color code because we are layering a color coded layer and layering this bubble on top of this. So I don't want to color code, but I can still, go through the same process of displaying label. In this case, I don't want to do that as well, and say okay. And if I run it, what I'll see is I will see the internet sales represented in terms of the bubble. Having said that, the layer beneath is actually is hidden, and the reason for that is that we have to set the visibility or transparency property of our bubble to let's say 50%, so at least we'll see both the bubbles and the colors. So let me just run this again, and here we are. We see our layer, the color-coded layer, which represents our total sales, and the bubble size represents our internet sales. So this is what I want to talk to you about. I hope you learned a bit from this, and if you want to learn more, always you can, MSDN is a very great resource to do that, and go there, and I will see you on another screencast. Thank you very much.